Gunman who allegedly shot, killed pro golfer had two bodies in truck. By Amy Furr on July 5, 2021. A gunman who allegedly shot and killed a pro golfer at a Georgia country club Saturday had two other bodies in the back of a truck and is still on the loose. Cobb County Police made the discovery once the unidentified gunman shot golfer Gene Ziller at the Pine Tree Country Club located near Kennesaw, according to the New York Post. Officers said 41-year-old Ziller, a married father of two boys, was killed when the alleged shooter drove a white Dodge Ram pickup onto the golf course and shot him. The suspect fled, but police later found the two additional dead men inside the truck. Both males suffered apparent gunshot wounds, Cobb County Police Officer Shanice Barner explained. One of the males was identified as Paul Pearson, the registered owner of the Ram 3500. The other male has not yet been identified but is believed to be of a Hispanic race. Police said the suspect is considered armed and dangerous, Fox 5 reported. I was at the driving range, heard about the truck being on the course, so I went to see what was going on. John Lavender, who belongs to the club, recalled. All of a sudden you hear 5-6 booms go off. According to the outlet, neighbors said Ziller recently confronted a man fishing on the club's property and the individual became hostile, so he notified police. However, it was unclear if there is any connection to the shooting. There's no reason for any of this to happen, Lavender commented, adding, the guy had a wife and kids and was a great person. As of Monday morning, a GoFundMe created to support Ziller's family has raised $223,717 of its $500,000 goal. We are asking for donations to help Gene's precious family in this terrible time of need. Please keep Gene's family as well as his Pine Tree family in your prayers, the page read.